Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on my social media channels and find the podcast on fmr.co.za. Volvo is one of those cars that is really committed to going fully electric, but I've had on test this last couple of weeks the Volvo XC60 Recharge, which is what we call a plug-in hybrid. In this particular one, you get about 81 kilometers of electric range and then another 700, 800 kilometers of petrol range. And that seems to be the solution for South Africa with the recharging network that isn't quite there. If you go long distances, you sort of get the best of both worlds. But let me regress a little bit and talk about the Volvo EX30, which is one of the favorite cars I've ever tested. And this is Volvo's latest tech. It is electric only, and it is not this. And let me highlight how I feel about the kind of difference. So in terms of outright performance, this one has this, the petrol and electric combined, gives you 340 kilowatts and 709 newton meters, which is good for 4.8 seconds, which is fast, but not blistering, which the EX30 was. The other difference, and this is really, the XC60 is an evolution of what came before it. It is a traditional Volvo. It is the XC60 as we know it, and the tech pack is a lot more around what we expect. But let me get into some highlights on this XC60. The looks, you love old Volvo, you're going to love this. It's not going to challenge you at all. It is traditional. The BMW sound system is probably the best sound system I've heard in any car ever. It's not that BMW is necessarily better than anything else. It's not that the Volvo is everything else. It just clicked and it really was good. Another amazing tech thing is if you're running Waze in Apple CarPlay, let's say, it actually comes through in your main navigation, not the GPS from the car. However, when it comes to tech, things are a little dated and CarPlay required a cable. It isn't wireless, although the whole car seems to be built for wireless. Now, I was saying that that battery pack is good for 81 kilometers, and Volvo claims a combined fuel consumption of 1.6 liters per 100 kilometers. And this is kind of fair if you're using the car as designed. That is, using the electric motor most of the time on its 81 kilometers of range and then going to petrol only when you want that super performance, or in the moments when you've run out, of course, of your 81 kilometers and you're going further. So the 1.6 liters per 100 kilometers is plausible, but a little spurious at the same time. When you're just using the petrol, it's more like old Volvos of old, and you're in for 10.3 liters per 100 kilometers. Overall, do I love this Volvo? What we would call an XC60 would have been a medium-sized station wagon in the past. Today, it is large. If you need the 468 liters of cargo capacity with the seats up, then this is the car for you. But if you're ready to go electric, that EX30 is just so wonderful. It would be my pick. But as we say, your needs are going to drive your decision. Pricing, 1.3 million is where they start at. And unbelievably, that is very good value for money. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week. Been David Dondi. That was the Volvo XC60 Recharge, or the plug-in hybrid. And if you have questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And find the podcast on fmr.co.za.